Jersey Governor Chris Christie spent yesterday campaigning and raising money for Republicans throughout Iowa, along with a cadre of national reporters. Matt Katz of New Jersey Public Radio was tracking Christie yesterday. He joins us now from Moline, Illinois, just over the Mississippi River from Davenport. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Satiris.
So what brought the governor of New Jersey to Iowa this week?
Two things, really. Ostensibly, he was out here in his role as chairman of the Republican Governors Association, raising money and attracting attention for Governor Terry Branstad. But Branstad is very popular here, and he's up by double digits in the polls. So the second reason Christie is here, and maybe the real reason, is so he can do some pre-campaigning for president. With an entourage in tow, he flew by private plane for stops throughout Iowa yesterday so he could get exposure in the state's different media markets and collect business cards of potential presidential donors. One of the fundraisers he headlined cost $25,000 to attend. And by doing favors for elected officials like Branstad, Christie can call in those favors in 2016. Remember, Iowa has the crucial first-in-the-nation presidential caucus.
Right. And Christie also made a speech at a fundraising dinner at a fairground. How did that play out?
Christie mostly talked about the Iowa candidates at this dinner, but he also mentioned his accomplishments in New Jersey, and part of his remarks definitely sounded like a presidential stump speech. I even detected a little Midwestern twang. Here's an anecdote he told.
Get these folks from the press who follow me around asking me, do people in Iowa love you, Governor? And, you know, and I say, heck, I don't know. We just met. But the early indications are good.
Okay, well, so they just met. But what did Iowans make of him?
Christie did a campaign stop with Branstad at a restaurant before that dinner in the town of Marion, and he was just mobbed by Republicans and then also reporters from around the country, while Branstad was basically ignored. One woman asked him if he was ready to take on Hillary Clinton, and he said, we'll see. I was struck by how he kept reminding people unprompted that maybe they've just met, but he has been to Iowa before. Iowans do like the attention. And then, of course, he said he was planning to be coming back a lot. Iowans took that to mean he'd be coming back as a presidential candidate. And even Iowans who told me Christie isn't as conservative as they'd like, they said they still would vote for him. One man said he's met all the Republican presidential candidates and in the last several decades, and Christie reminded him of Ronald Reagan. Bridgegate appeared to be a non-issue. And what they said they like about Christie is his style. They don't really talk about his positions or record in New Jersey. To a person, they all said he's a straight talker and a leader. Here's 72-year-old Joyce Dirks.
I just like the way he goes after people. I like his, you know, forthrightness, and he says it like it is. And that's what we need.
So now he's checked Iowa off the pre-campaign visit list. Where does he go next?
He'll be back in New Hampshire, first in the nation primary, for the second time in 2 months at the end of July. He's already been to 9 states this year that have early presidential contests. And by my count, he's been out of New Jersey more than 50 days since January, which is more than a quarter of the days since he was inaugurated for a second term. So there has been a lot of traveling, and there will be a lot more.
All right. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thanks, Terrence.
You're listening to WNYC.